वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नरयनां नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टाप्रयेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भागवत्युत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिके. Reading from seventh canto, chapter 5, text number 22. Hiranyakashipu uvacha prahradam anuchyatam tata vadhitam kinchit uttamam. Kalena Hiranyakashipu uvacha prahradan uchyatam tata prahradan uchyatam tata vadhitam kinchiduttamam vādhitam kinchu dittamam kāle naitta vata yusmān kāle naitta vata yusmān yāda siksa durur bhavam. Translation. Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear Prahlada, my dear son, O long-lived one, for so much time you have heard many things from your teachers. Now please repeat to me whatever you think is the best of that knowledge." Purport by His Divine Grace and by Charanarayana Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, Hiranyakashipu inquires from his son what he has learned from his guru. Prahlada Maharaja's gurus were of two kinds, Chandanamarka, the sons of Shukracharya, in the seminal disciplic succession, were the gurus appointed by his father. But his other guru was the exalted Narada Muni, who had instructed Prahlada when Prahlada was within the womb of his mother. Prahlada Maharaja responded to the inquiry of his father with the instructions he had received from his spiritual master, Narada. Thus, there was again a difference of opinion because Prahlada Maharaja wanted to relate the best thing he had learned from his spiritual master, whereas Hiranyakashipu expected to hear about the politics and diplomacy Prahlada had learned from Shanda and Amarka. Now the dissension between the father and son became increasingly intense as Prahlada Maharaja began to say what he had learned from his guru, Narada Muni. I was asked to give Bhagavatam class today, and although I am completely unqualified, still just for my own purification and just to express my gratitude to all of you and seeking your blessings, and I will try to say something for your pleasure. Om Agyana Chimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena तस्माय श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले वयं रूपा कदा माग्यं ददचि स्वापदञ्चिकं। नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। Inflation again. Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear Prahlada, my dear son, O long-lived one, for so much time you have heard many things from your teachers. Now please repeat to me whatever you think is the best of that knowledge." Now, in the next verses, we'll see how this expression that if you feed the snake with the milk, then the snake becomes only more poisoned. So we can see the example how Hiranyakashipu, because his mood was like that of a snake, he could not recognize and properly utilize the instructions, beautiful instructions which were given by Prahlada Maharaja. And all this story actually shows the difference between the devotees and the asuras, the demons, because they cannot actually understand each other, because devotees are always they always act in a way which just cannot be understood by asuras, when so-called normal people, normal for for this material world. Of course, most of the time the people will react in the same way as Hiranyakashipu, but it's not that all of them they are like Hiranyakashipu, because usually the people there are just innocently ignorant, and just because of that they cannot understand, and they become angry when devotees offer them some beautiful instructions or beautiful stories of the Lord. And most of the time they will say that I'm just an atheist, I cannot accept this. Like yesterday we were discussing this on the Brahmacharya class, and I remembered one story which happened in my life. I was distributing books, and the place where people go for the holiday, for some recreation. And so their mood is quite relaxed, and they think that everything is very good, because sun is shining, the cool breeze is there, and the nature is very pleasant to see, and everything is so good, so nice. And when you come to them and you offer them books about God consciousness, about Krishna consciousness, they just say that we don't need this. Or like I approached one couple, and the man, he told that, okay, I know this, but I'm an atheist, so you can offer to somebody else. But somehow, I don't know, usually I'm not trying to disturb people if they are so convinced about the atheism. So, but this time I just asked him, "Are you really always like that? Are you really always atheist? She told, yes. I never believed in God. And then I told him, okay, what is your profession? Can you tell me? So he told me that he is a pilot in the military air force. So I told him, oh, so it was never in your life that your life was on the edge of death. And he told me, and he became serious, and he told me, actually, there was one time, and I lost control of the plane, and it started to go down. I don't know how in English, but in Russian it's called stopper. It starts just like this, and he told it the only thing what I was doing at that time, it was the only time in my life I was praying to God. I was praying to God, and at the last moment, just suddenly, I was able to again control the plane, and I was saved. So, he took the book. So, it is said that in the front line, where it is war, there is no atheist. Because, and it doesn't take any logic to explain them. Nobody has to come and convince them that there is God. Because at that time, everybody naturally becomes religious. Naturally becomes devoted to God, because there is no choice. Because by nature, it just shows that it's our nature. Our nature is become dependent of God and pray for His mercy. And in such circumstances, actually, this nature reveals. So, devotees, usually people cannot understand the way how devotees behave, because even right now Hiranyakashipu is asking his dear son, what is the best you've learned there, and he was sure 100% that he'll tell him about politics and about everything he learned from Sanda and Marka. But just suddenly the small 5-year-old boy, he starts to teach him. In the next verse we'll read Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam, and so on. And he was put back. He was shocked. How it was? How he could say like this? And very often we can see in the life of devotees, of different devotees, how they cannot be understood by common people. Like, I remember Srila Prabhupada, the first time he was in USA, and he was, this is a famous story, he was buying fruit and some vegetables in the store, and when he brought these vegetables to the seller, she was a woman, so she told him a price, and Srila Prabhupada, he told it, but it doesn't cost so much, it cannot cost so much, it's only just few vegetables, it cost just like this, he told the very low price. And the lady told him, No, you see, here is we have prices. I'm telling you the truth. It cost like this. But Srila Prabhupada was insisting, and he told us, no, it cannot cost so much. It cost only like this. And this lady, she was gradually, she became angry, and she told us, okay, if you don't like, then just go away. And Srila Prabhupada, he just told her that, no, vegetables are good. And she was so amazed with this answer that she herself paid from her pocket. And so Prabhupada got this vegetable. So people cannot understand how devotees they view, how they see things, because their vision is completely different. We actually becoming our mood completely changed. If you will compare ourselves before Krishna consciousness and now, you can see the difference. And I also remembered one story when one devotee, his name is Krishna Balaram Prabhu. He's from Russia. He's very good book distributor, very, very serious devotee actually. I'm sure that you've seen his name in the report. He's one of the top book distributors, at least a few years before he was. And I know him very, very close because he is from the west side of Ukraine also. And actually, if you talk to him, you will see that from the first when you first start to associate with him, he may seem somewhat crude. Harsh, but actually he's not like that. Just because he was raised in the mountains where it is very cold, and so his nature is like that. He's like, he has Kshatriya mood. So but he was so strict there where it is the snow. No association practically in the mountains, some small village, and he was all the time, all his life, from he's in Krishna consciousness maybe 20 years like that, but he's raising like 2 a.m. in the morning, and he's changing his rounds before Mangalarati. Then he has Mangalarati and like this, and he was family man before, and he was still doing like that. And one other lady who now is the main, the senior pujari in our temple in Krishna in Kyiv, she was coming for the Mangalarati from a distance like 15 kilometers, and every day she was there, and snow, rain, just you can imagine going through forest when it's actually dangerous in the snow. But she's always at the right time, and she was singing Mangalarati. So she became devoted by his influence, and some few devotees also. And then, after some time, his marriage life was ruined, so he had no choice. Just he became brahmachari, and By the instruction of senior Vaishnavas, he wasn't doing it himself. He was trying to maintain, but it was completely. So he started to distribute books, and he became the top book distributor. Because he went through so many difficulties in his life, he's able just to recognize the mood of a person immediately, by looking at his face. So there were many stories with him, but one story really shows the example of what I'm talking about now. But just because he was behaving completely unexpected. He was distributing books on the in one city where people also they come for recreation, for holidays. It was in Crimea, and it was like a beach, and there was no people practically because it was early morning, and he was offering the books to a few people who were there, and somehow it was he was with another devotee, but the devotee was staying quite a distance from him, and he was observing how he's doing. So it so happened that there was one man walked with a huge dog, like this big, very big dog. And somehow that dog just ran from that man, and that dog was running just on Krishna Balaram, towards the Krishna Balaram, and the dog was angry, and somehow the dog was ready to just to kill the Krishna Balaram. She was so angry, and at the last moment, and Krishna Balaram, he was alone. He couldn't go anywhere, and all the people who were standing there, they couldn't help, and they just were observing what will happen now. It was for sure that the dog will just injure him very severely. And Krishna Balaram was Prabhu. He was looking at the dog. And then, just at the last moment when the dog jumped at him, he was just embraced the dog. And the dog was so shocked that immediately it starts to wagging his tail like this, and was very happy. because the dog was could not expect such reaction. So this is actually the greatness of a devotee can be understood in such situation. So there are many stories like that. Devotees, they always, their mood is completely different because they don't see the world as the usual people look at the world. Because, as it is said, that when devotee receives the merciful glance of Lord Chaitanya, then Kaivalyam Narakayate, Tridosha Pura Kasha Pashpayate, Durdant Indriya Kalasa Papatali, Pratkata Damastarayate, how is the Vishnur Mahendra Dis Chakitayate Yatkarunya Kataksh Vaibhavatam Sigauram like this, something new. It is said that if devotee receives the merciful glance of Lord Chaitanya, then even the Kaivalya, even Kaivalya becomes like Naraka, like hell. Kaivalyam Narakaita, Tridosha Pura Kashapaspaita, and all the heavenly pleasures, they became for him like pushpa in Akash, like flowers in growing in the sky. And the position of even such great demigods like Indra or Brahma, for a devotee it is not desirable at all, because he sees this position like the same as the position of an ant. Just because he and the whole world, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, the whole world for a devotee is full of joy, full of pleasure. There is no suffering for him. Devotee cannot see any situation as a suffering, because he understands, he sees everywhere, he can see the Lord who is present. And whatever happens in his life, he can understand that this is the caring hand of his Lord, which is giving him the best. Many devotees who have gone through difficulties in their life, through suffering externally, it's like that. But after some time, they recognize that actually the Lord was giving me the best situation, the best possible situation I could not imagine. Because sometimes, very very often, we can see that some situation may be very very bad from one point of view, but then next we can see that it's completely different. Okay, I can complete with one story. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, he was telling this story about one man who had a son, and he had also a horse, and he was staying in the village. And then somehow it happened that that horse ran away to forest, and the people, they were telling that, oh, this is so bad actually, such an unfortunate situation. How can you take care of your family? And then that man, he told, you cannot understand. What? Don't say bad, don't say good. You cannot understand what God is actually wants. And after some time, after a week or so, that horse came back and brought with him the whole, the few other horses, new, which were just in the forest. And the people, they started to say, oh yeah, you were right, it's actually good, because now you have so many horses, you became a rich man. And he was again saying that you cannot understand what is good, what is bad actually. And it so happened that his son, he was riding on the new horse, and he, because it was a horse, new horse, somehow it was not submissive and he broke his leg. And then the people they were saying, yes, you cannot understand. Yes, actually you're right. It's so bad. Now your son has broken your leg. And he was saying, why are you saying this? You cannot understand what is good and what is bad. And then, on the next day, there was military people who came, and they were recruiting everyone's sons to the military because there was war. And everyone's son was just, they took away everyone's son. And then the people, they came to him and they told him, yes, you are right, actually, it's very good, we cannot understand. So that man, he told it, I'm just so tired of your good and bad, that you cannot understand what is the will of the Lord. We just have to depend on Him like this. So this is the mood of the devotee, because he doesn't see anything in according to the material, mundane point of view. He's seen everyone, everything is connected to the Lord. That's why for him there is no suffering, and for him there is no fear in this world. So that's why on the basis of this vision, Prahlada Maharaja was so innocently bold to say the next instructions which he told to Hiranyakashipu, although he could understand that he will react badly. Okay. Krishna, I will stop here because then if you have any question, okay. No questions. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya, Granthirāj śrīmad-bhāgavatam ki jaya, Nitāya gaura śrīmanandeya.